Welcome to Let's Grow. This is a personal development podcast, and I'm your host, Jeremy A. Taylor, but you can call me JT. Whether it's a short message from yours truly or an interview with a special guest, this is your place for weekly encouragement to keep going and growing. My goal here is simple, to leave you better than I found you. And I know your time is valuable, so let's dive right in. Hey guys, welcome back to the Let's Grow podcast. This is JT, excited to spend some time with you today. As always, this is your place for real conversations with real people designed to help you grow and get better. Nothing more, nothing less. We just want to leave you better than we found you. I'm excited for this episode today. I think it's a shorter episode, but I honestly think that it's one that may be one of the more impactful episodes that we have. And the reason being is because the focus is about something that influences every relationship that we're in. And I'm talking about communication. I think it's episode 30. I could be wrong, but I think it's episode 30. I spoke on the fact that words matter, that if you are a respectable human being, then you understand the fact that our words can either build people up or tear people down. And so most of us would agree and understand that there is some weight behind our words, that we may not realize it at times, but the things that we say and how we say it impacts people far greater in a far greater fashion, in a deeper fashion than what we would like to admit. So it's important to be intentional with our words. So on that same note, today we're going to be talking about filtering our communication. Honestly, a stupid, simple, practical application that honestly should convict all of us. I know it convicts me deeply because I know that even though I do the work that I do and teach on what I teach on, there's still work inside myself that I have to do on making sure that I'm walking the walk, not just talking the talk, right? So with that being said, before we dive into the content, a couple of quick announcements that I want to share, some housekeeping on the front end here. If you have a standing meeting with your organization, and maybe that meeting has become monotonous or stagnant, right? It's kind of the same thing, run of the mill, consistently covering the same things. And you want to insert a little energy, maybe a little positivity, or add a different element to it. I'd be more than happy to work with you on that by way of a virtual drop-in. That's an option. If you go to my online store, jeremyataylor.com/shop, you can find a virtual drop-in option where it be a 15 to 20 minute message that I can work with you and your team and pop in virtually and insert some encouragement and do some storytelling and challenge and connect and remind your people to keep the main thing, and that's showing up, serving others, and also taking care of themselves so that they can continue to show up and serve others. But whatever the specific focus is, we can discuss that. I say all that to say this, that this month, September, by September 30th, excuse me, whoo, throat almost went out there. This is a time of year where I begin to get a little congested. And so I have to stay on top of flushing out the sinuses and all that stuff. But by September 30th, if you use the code VIRTUAL20, VIRTUAL, I think that's how you spell VIRTUAL20. If you use that code at checkout, then you get 20% off that virtual drop-in if you feel like that is a great option for you. In addition to that, booking, I think upwards of, I think going to like the second week of October, second, third week of October, or maybe last week of October. I have to look at the schedule again. But last week of October through the second week of December, there still are some dates available if you and your organization are hosting an event, and you would like to bring me in, whether it be a keynote or a workshop. You can visit jeremyataylor.com/speaking, fill out the speaking request form. That's the best way to go about booking and check my availability. But there are some dates still open in that time range as we work to close down this back half of the year. And then I think one last update that I had in mind, I don't have this written down and I probably should have wrote it down. I just trusted my ability to go with it on the fly. is self-care is now a focus inside the one-on-one coaching option. So if you've ever considered one-on-one coaching services, you can visit jeremyataylor.com/coaching, and you can check out the details there of what that looks like. And if that is an interest of yours, and you would like to hire a coach, and you feel as if it will be a good investment on your end to work with me one-on-one, just know that self-care is now a focus area in that regard. If that's something that you struggle with and want some guidance on, I'd be more than happy to walk with you. So I think that's all the housekeeping tips, I believe, housekeeping notes. And one last thing. Yeah, if you like the podcast, please, please, please share it with a friend. Leave a review, especially on iTunes. If you listen on iTunes, Apple Podcast, rather, if you listen there, then please leave a review. That helps get this information out in front of more people. So with that being said, let's dive right in. We're talking about filtering communication. And I can recall a time when I was young and dumb. And I'm not going to go, I'm not going to say that I'm still not dumb to some degree because I am. A lot of things happen in life that I don't know how to process or know what to do. And I'm a work in progress, just like you and other people as well. But I can remember, for the sake of this story, I can remember when I was young and dumb and doing some things and saying some things that didn't really line up and weren't consistent with who I said I wanted to be, right? And this was years and years ago. I happened to be at a sporting event, and the school that I represented at the time that I was a part of was playing another team, and it was a basketball game. And there was a young lady on a women's basketball team, a high school girls basketball team. And again, I'm young and dumb at this time. So I'm like on the back end of high school here. And so there's a young lady that's playing for the opposing team that I'm supporting. And she happens to be an absolute beast of an athlete. Unbelievably talented. She's one of the best, not only in the region at this time where we're at, she's one of the best players in the state. She's unbelievably talented and well on her way to going on to playing at the Division I level. And because of her size and strength and athleticism and talent and ability to play the game, she was head and shoulders better than everyone else on the court. And I can remember making a very immature, ridiculous, silly comment, something along the lines of, someone needs to check that lady or that girl for performance enhancement, right? Drugs or whatever. You know, is she taking steroids or, you know, is she on some kind of product that has her stronger than everybody else, right? Something along those lines that was very inconsistent with who I said I wanted to be. Immature comment, really no reason at all for saying it. And the point I'm getting around to here is I said that out loud, and it just so happens that her parents were sitting nearby. And man, whenever her dad stood up and turned around and said, "Hey, that's my daughter you're talking about," I'm telling you, that dude put the fear of God in me. I realized that, man, I messed up. I literally just stuck my foot in my mouth. I said something I shouldn't say. I realized that it was ridiculous. There was no excuse whatsoever for saying what I said. I didn't have anything out against this person. I didn't think anything nasty or derogatory about this person. I just said something stupid, right? I just said something stupid for no reason. It made no sense to say it. And man, that, how on earth I like wiggled my way out of like getting beat up in the stands at that basketball game, I don't know. Maybe that guy had enough restraint as an older gentleman to think to himself that, you know what, I can't hit this kid because I'll go to jail. I don't know, but I mean, I felt so daggone bad about what I'd said. You know, I apologized and so forth and so on. But man, I don't like disrespecting people. I don't like people seeing people being disrespected. And it was just one of those things that I can look back on and realize to myself, like, man, if we are really intentional about what we're saying, if we actually think about what we're saying, about what we're doing, about how we're approaching people, then, man, it would filter a lot of what we do and a lot of what we say. I think we can agree on that. So today I want to offer a practical way of filtering our communication, whether it be at home, at work, in the community. But I know a lot of people who listen to this podcast are adults, and you apply a lot of our applications to your professional life. And so I want you to think through this from a means of maybe work conversations, right? Maybe conversations in the community, but also think through how this impacts your family as well. And it's called TKN, right? Simple little acronym here for you to remember: true, kind, and necessary. And what I mean by that is this, is before we go to say something in the workplace, the first thing that we can ask ourselves is this, is what am I about to say, is it true, right? Is what I'm about to say, is it true? And if we're honest with ourselves, there's a lot of times where someone maybe has shared some information with us that they heard from someone else, maybe they didn't get from the source, and we go on to perpetuate maybe that gossip, even if it isn't, even if there's no ill intentions there. It's just kind of talking about something that we don't really have all the facts about. And so therefore, we end up saying something that may be partial true or may not even be true at all. And so in conversations that we're having, we can begin to ask ourselves, okay, is what I'm being told, is it true? And if it's not, then that's probably a good reason for me to bow out of that conversation, right? That's a good enough reason for me to say, I'm not going to go share this with someone else because I don't know if it's true or not, right? And so that one filter alone, I would venture to say, would stop a large percentage of gossip that we see, that we find in the workplace, right? And once we get through that filter, is what I'm about to say, is it true? Then the second filter that we can use is what I'm about to say, is it kind, right? Because although we may not use our words in an aggressive manner and say something with the intention of hurting someone, but it's very easy to say something with a particular tone, right? That may be, I guess you would say, condescending. It may be the sarcastic way of going about saying something because maybe we're upset with this particular person and we haven't gotten our way in the past, or we haven't settled up on something. And so every time I say something, I'm just a little snarky. I'm just a little edgy. I have a little bit of an attitude about myself, right? And we have to thinking through the idea that if I'm having a conversation with someone because I'm working with them on a project, or I'm trying to move them to get something done, if I'm not kind in that respect. Now, listen, kind doesn't mean soft. Kind doesn't mean that we can't have a tough conversation, right? But being kind is treating someone the way that we ultimately want to be treated in every conversation. So as I communicate, if it's not true, and if I'm not going to say something that's kind and that's respectable, that's respectful, then there's a really good chance I need to reconsider how I'm going to say it, or even if I'm going to say it at all. So you've got true, you've got kind. And then the third thing is this, is it necessary? Now, before I kind of break down that necessary component, so think through the lens of this comment that I made years and years ago at this basketball game about this female. One, what I said certainly was not true, that if I would have said something to maybe a group of people who didn't know any better, I could have maybe started a rumor or started something that absolutely was not true, wasn't consistent with who that person was or the facts about their life. Was it kind? It certainly wasn't kind, because I was saying something ugly and snarky because I didn't think that they were ever going to hear what I said. I thought it was cool in front of my friends. And so for some reason, I thought that what I said was okay in that moment. And so neither one, now it wasn't true, it wasn't kind, and it certainly wasn't necessary. And when I think about necessary, I oftentimes think about what can we get done, or how much better can we communicate by saying less, right? Applying that truth of less is more. I think that we could stand to do more listening than we do talking. I'm preaching to myself here. I think that we could stand to say less about certain things and allow people to figure things out or process things on their own versus giving a commentary nonstop a lot of times, right? I'm speaking on that note as a parent. I have to remind myself that when I talk too much, that drowns out my son's ability to engage with the world around him and make sense of things without dad running his mouth all the time, right? Sometimes as a parent, I think most of us would agree, if you're a parent, especially if you're a parent of someone who's rounding the corner on maybe the teenage years, that sometimes you can talk and talk and talk and you can lose your kid because they begin to drown you out because you're saying too much, right? And so there's so much noise around us on a consistent basis in life, whether it be technology, whether it be music that we're listening to, the world that we live in. There's so much, the hustle and the bustle, that we don't provide a lot of margin for quiet time, right? To be still. And I think silence is powerful. And so am I, what I'm about to say, is it true, right? If it's not true, I need to back up, right? I need to reconsider what I'm about to say, or even if I should say it at all. Number two, is it kind, right? Because if it's not kind, then there's a good chance that the conversations that you're having with the people around you about other people, I like to say this, that if people are talking about other people in front of you, or if you're talking about other people in front of other people, right, to other people, then there's a really good chance that in that circle, when you leave that circle, those people will then be talking to other people about people that were in that circle, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, if that's making sense, right? If someone's going to talk about someone else to you, there's a good chance they'll probably talk about someone else about you, talk to someone else about you. And the same goes for you, right? If you're that kind of person. So is what I'm about to say true? Is what I'm about to say necessary? Or excuse me, kind? Is what I'm about to say necessary? And when I think back on that story about what I shared, a long time ago, what I said doesn't meet any of those requirements. So in other words, I should not have said it. So as we filter our communication through that small little application there, I think that sets us up to be more intentional, to be more effective, and to be more encouraging, right, with our words, with the people around us at work, where we live, work, play, and worship, as Pastor Jason Pettis likes to say, and that just rolls right off the tongue. And I like how that kind of puts you in a space of thinking through, how can I apply this in all of those different aspects of my life? And so in closing, I want to offer four specific things to think about as it relates to you communicating with other people. One, when there is a gap in communication, oftentimes we tend to fill that gap with negativity. We assume the worst, rather, right? If you're speaking with your spouse and maybe they haven't gotten back with you in a couple of hours because things got busy at work, or maybe they're preoccupied, or just maybe don't even want to reply just yet. I don't know, right? But oftentimes we can go to a worst case scenario space in our mind and think, man, something bad has happened, or they're upset, or whatever the case may be, or because maybe someone said something and they didn't follow up and explain themselves, we've now went to great lengths inside of our mind thinking about what we're thinking about, and now we've played up something that isn't even true about the situation because we filled that void, that lapse in communication, that gap, right? Not talking to someone with negativity, right? If there's a relationship that maybe isn't on the best of terms, and you haven't spoken to someone in quite some time, you begin to assume all the worst things about why you're not speaking, or things about that person and what they're not doing right, and yada, yada, yada. So I want to encourage you, out of these four things, to begin with this. When there's a lapse in communication, fill the gap with trust and assume the best. Just assume the best. I'm not saying that that's going to be the case, but to give you better peace of mind and to give you an opportunity to approach them in a more positive fashion, fill the gap with trust, right? And that way, whenever you do swing back around to taking care of whatever it is that you need to take care of with that person or communicating or getting back on track, you don't have these ill emotions that have been festering because you've assumed the worst, right? Number two, if there's an issue, right? If there's an issue with someone, instead of talk, there's nothing wrong with confiding in a trusted confidant about something to maybe get some wise counsel or to pray about a situation, right? There's nothing wrong with things along those lines. But if you are going around the source to discuss something that needs to be discussed with a specific person, then you run the risk of building some, of making, turning a situation into something that it doesn't need to turn into. And now someone else may go back to the source with something that you've said whenever you could have squashed it, you could have dealt with it, you could have had a tough conversation, but a healthy conversation and worked through it, right, effectively and constructively by going to the source. So if there's fill the gap with trust, go to the source. Number three, ask more questions and make less assumptions. That kind of ties into fill the gap with trust, but instead of assuming that we know everything about a situation, ask more questions. Ask more questions and do more listening than we do talking, right? Ask more questions, make less assumptions. And then when it's your turn to talk, give people the respect that they're due because they're a human just like you. Give them the respect that you would want because, again, you can have a tough conversation and you can be respectful, you can be kind, and you can be positive in the process, right? So that being said, this was obviously more of a teaching episode, a little bit shorter than the typical interview that we have here. But I felt like, you know, thinking through communicating more effectively with people because a lot of our communication happens online, right? It's very easy to assume the worst in people because maybe we don't know their intentions. Maybe we don't know their heart. We're uncomfortable with having difficult conversations. And I think that this is a decent framework that especially when it comes to having conversations at work, is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Allow that to filter what we're going to say. Allow that to filter how we're going to say what we're going to say. And I guarantee you that you can be a more effective communicator in all the spaces that you're in, right? And remember those four things: fill the gap with trust, go to the source, ask more questions, make less assumptions, and then give people the respect that you would want them to give to you. I could give you guys all kinds of examples of dumb things that I've said or things that I said prematurely or things that I clearly just didn't think about what I was saying and how I was saying it and how it could potentially impact people. And so that being said, I guess it's appropriate to close down by saying this. When you step out of bounds, when you say something that isn't true, when you say something that isn't kind, when you say something that isn't necessary, because you're a human just like me, it's going to happen, whether it be with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, at work, on your sports team, right, at church, you're going to say things that don't line up. There's going to come a time when you say something maybe out of line or out of character. Apologize, right? If you know what you said wasn't healthy, if you know what you said was hurtful, if you know what you said could have potentially impacted someone in a negative way, right? As quickly as you can, approach the source, approach that person and say, you know what? I didn't mean what I said, right? I that came out wrong. I'd like to have the opportunity to make it up to you, right? That doesn't mean that if you say something out of pocket that someone's going to be quick to forgive you, but I think that we should be quick to apologize and ask for forgiveness and have some peace of mind about that as well. And I think it shows people that at the end of the day, we all make mistakes, right? That, you know, whenever you feel convicted about something along those lines and you approach someone in that way, I think it goes a long way to show that person that, man, you're the kind of person that wants to be in right standing with other people, right? Not everyone's going to like us. Not everyone is going to want to communicate with us, but we can still be in right standing by making sure that we cover our bases and do what it is that we need to do on our end to be more effective communicators. I hope this conversation, I hope this application has added value to somewhat to you some way, somehow, shape, form, or fashion. I appreciate you being here today. I'm going to close this thing down, like I said, because I wanted to keep it a little tighter than the typical interview with a guest today. I love you. I appreciate you. Remember, don't just go through life, grow through life. And everybody, and when I say everybody, that means you, my friend, can encourage somebody. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Let's Grow Podcast. Hey, thanks again for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode and you received some value, could you do me a favor and share it with a friend? If so, I really, really, really appreciate you helping me get the word out about this podcast. As a reminder, this is your place for a shot of encouragement, and my goal is to simply leave you better than I found you. So, my friend, I certainly hope that was the case for you today.